Okay, acknowledging K9PGC, John, Club Vice President, Bicycle Mobile, once again. Boy, that's a chilly Bicycle Mobile. John, do you have anything for the net?
Well, good evening, Kurt, and everyone else out there. It's K9PGC. Last I know, it's 40 degrees, maybe a little colder than that. Got a nice little circle here in LaPorte County, coming back into LaPorte somewhere from Rowan Prairie. And it feels like I've had a headwind the whole way. Yeah, that's how that one goes. I'll try to jump back in if I got useless information. And, because I usually do, but the brain's a little foggy tonight. But, we're getting a good ride in regardless. And only five of us is braving it tonight. So, that's where we're at right now. And, if I sound like a good vibration, this country road has got like a little bit of a washboard effect there. So anyway, back to you there, Kurt. This is K9PGC.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, we had a question last week, but you must have got off the radio on what you are running on your bicycle. Not sure if, I think that was Mike89GY was asking. I told him you're using an HT. I'm not sure on the microphone setup and that you're using a mobile antenna mounted to the bike. So if you could give us a little more detail real quick, John, before we let you go, if you don't mind.
I don't mind whatsoever. It's an ICOM 91AD handy talkie. It's dual band handy. It's supposed to be about 5 watt out. And I've got the Comet SD7 for an antenna on the back. And the what really works, whether you can hear a lot of wind or not, is I have a noise-canceling mic. So I'm all hardwired. So I've got a push-to-talk slash toggle on handlebars. So right now I can just lock it in and talk. I have used Vox out here with a high level of success. Now, that Vox is somewhere else right now. But... that's just it. I carry a couple spare batteries, and I'm good for literally a 100-mile day. I can be out here chew the fat quite a bit, and worst-case scenario is I throw the other battery in at some point, and I'm back in the game. But the particular antenna, by the way, for 2 meters, you don't need a ground plane. So... that's where I mostly have favored a half-wave antenna for 2 meters. This is a bit longer, and it's done me well. And I do have some of a counterpoise for when I'm on 440. So that all works out. So there's a bicycle rack on the back for luggage and so forth. So that's how the antenna is mounted. Back to you, Kurt.